Hello and good morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Today's topic, verbal business cards, is one that we love at Growth Dynamics. This is a key concept in our processes that we teach and instill in all of our clients. So, you know, there's not much more I can say other than give this one a listen. Make sure you review it from time to time when you need that little bit of help. Act as if you've got it down, and then just go to work with your verbal business cards. So, without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Mary was on one of her first sales calls as a new rep, and the prospect, with his first question, invited her straight on to the buyer's bus. Tell me about your company and what you do. As is typical, she proceeded to talk about the long and successful history of her company, then described the numerous accounts they had helped, and then went for a strong finish by stating how confident she was that her extensive line of products would find a good fit somewhere within the prospect's business needs. Diagnosis. Being a newbie, Mary thought she was doing everything expected of her by promoting her company and painting a picture that should be irresistible to even the toughest buyer. Unfortunately, she was so busy talking that she didn't notice that her prospect had glazed over after 5 minutes of stuff he wasn't very interested in. Was she there to talk about herself, or would she rather find out what was high on his pain list? Prescription. As her career progresses, Mary will begin to understand that she will hear the same sort of question over and over again. And she better be more prepared to take a different angle that will get her deeper into the sales process a lot quicker. One way to get the dialogues going and perhaps find out what is high on the buyer's priority list is to use a verbal business card, or VBC, in answering the standard question she was led with. This is a good tool to get the emotions for buying out on the table and develop some traction for a possible next step. The VBC describes an emotional situation that may ring true with the buyer and, in turn, compel him to think more urgently about your offer. The four basic steps for building the first part of your verbal business card are: 1. Consider what your prospect's reason for buying might be. 2. Our customers turn to us because they are 3. Anxious, fed up, concerned, worried, unhappy, dissatisfied. And 4. With, by, about, over, and then plug all of your pain points in here, or ones that you think they might be experiencing. This gives the prospect a chance to hear that you offer solutions that address a burning need in his world, and maybe you are just the person to alleviate his pain. It can whet his appetite and keep him engaged over the longer conversation as you begin the fact-finding and discovery process. It can be used as a general introduction or customized for any specific product or service offering. Critical thinking. The goal of a verbal business card is to start a relationship or conversation, not a sales pitch. Keep this in your mind as you draft your go-to verbal business cards. And now, we want to see them. Be sure to send us a few samples of your verbal business cards. The drill. The drill always starts with our final thought for the morning. Today, from Wayne Dyer, you are not stuck where you are unless you decide to be. And now, the drill. First, last week, how did things go? Did you accomplish your stated goals? Are you on target to accomplish anything you didn't wrap up? This week, what are your three most important goals for the week? These can be personal or professional. And what growth dynamics tactics do you plan to deploy to accomplish them? If you need coaching, you know what to do. If you need help with anything else, reach out. Happy to schedule some coaching. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.